what is the importance of this Mark Stevens, Kyle Lowry incident and how the NBA handles it? I try to follow the NBA, the politics of the NBA and Howard, and, you know, it's pretty clear that this incident is, you know, Adam Silver may have addressed it now, but it's pretty clear that for the players, there's a real deep meaning behind this, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And let's break this down in a couple of really important areas. The first is the unique relationship in the NBA that's different from hockey and different from baseball and different from football. And it is the proximity of the fans to the court. And also the relationship between the players and the refs. Historically, basketball is a conversational relationship game. And if you go back to before the super big money of the game in the 1970s and 1960s and the 70s, there was so much banter and so much chatter that in a lot of ways, the fans were part of the game. If you talk to the old-time players, they'll tell you about going into all these arenas and all these characters who used to sit courtside and they knew them by city and they really were part of the game. That has changed as the money's gotten bigger and as the social media and as the times have changed. And now it's taken on and the politics of the country and where we are in the world and all of that. And it's taken on a nasty edge. We saw what happened in Utah. We saw what happened in Oklahoma City. We saw the number of times Kevin Durant was going at it with fans. Why don't you just shut up and watch the game? And so it's taken on a very, very, very nasty edge to it. And on top of it, you've got the players saying, well, wait a minute. We're here to entertain you, yes, but you don't have the right to abuse us. Mm-hmm. And the players have fought back. And this is something, and I think obviously in an 80% black league, there is a racial element to it where the players are like, listen, the fans are overwhelmingly white. We're black on the court. You're treating us like we're zoo animals, and we're going to fight back. And that's what we've seen it on several occasions this season. And now to have it happen in the finals, and to have it happen in the finals and have the perpetrator be an owner of one of the, or a minority shareholder, an owner of one of the team that the Raptors are playing, it just exacerbates what's been a season-long issue for the players. So they're not going to let this go at all. The second piece of it – oh, sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, that's fine.
I was going to say the second piece of this is obviously, as you were saying, owner-player relationship, management versus labor. And the very first thing that I thought when the news broke that this guy wasn't just some random rich fan acting like a jerk but was actually a minority owner of the Warriors was, let's see what Adam Silver does. Because if there's one thing in this post-racial Obama-Trump political Kaepernick era that we're in, it's controlling the player, and is the player going to control themselves in terms of how much power are they going to exert? And immediately I started thinking about Donald Sterling. Mm-hmm. And when Donald Sterling ran afoul of the players, Adam Silver had been commissioner for about 25 minutes, and he was facing a serious backlash. Remember, the players were going to boycott. It was the Warriors and the Clippers were playing in the playoffs, and Carmelo Anthony was saying that the players should boycott, and Chris Paul and those guys were thinking about not playing. And this was the first true test of Adam Silver's commissionership. What are you going to do, and are you going to test the players? This is another test for Adam Silver. And for him to be soft on this is to really risk a battle with the players. So I think you're going to see them come down really hard on this guy already. They're talking about him having – he's a billionaire, and they're talking about having him divest his shares. And the reason why they're doing it isn't because necessarily they think it's the right thing to do, although they may. The reason is because if they come down soft on this, now you've got a players' association who is really going to hammer them, and relationships are going to go sour. Already they're talking about trying to change the words, owner, or they want to get rid of the language of this. And so if the Warriors don't do something, if Adam Silver doesn't do something, then you're going to see the players even more emboldened to fight this current structure.
Yeah, and, the thing is, it wouldn't be great regardless of the team, but come on, of all the teams to have to put up with this, the Golden State Warriors, You know, I mean, look where they play.
Yeah.
Look at the personalities in that team. Look at their head coach. I mean, look at how he takes stands on situations. Like this really makes me think that.
Yeah, but that's politics and this is labor. And that's the weird thing about this.
That's true. That's fair. That's true. This is labor. And that's what makes me think Adam Silver probably does revisit this, because, you know, look, commissioners are commissioners, but Adam Silver does strike one from a distance, Howard, as a guy who does, he understands his players maybe more than any other commissioner in sports. And I'm not saying he sides with them. I'm not saying he sides with them, but he understands that there is no, I don't think there's any player in professional sports that can snap his fingers the way LeBron James can and get action. And I mean that in a good way. And Adam Silver knows that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And something else. If there's one thing that the NBA, if you're a part of the NBA, you remember something. It's the institutional memory.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been in these games a long time. It's the institutional memory that all those guys have. There was a time when they used to show our games on tape delay. We've made it, and we can't do anything to go back to that. This is why they came down so hard on the malice at the palace. This is the reason why they made sure that you know, protest, that the players are allowed to have their voice, so they didn't alienate people and have sort of a Kaepernick situation like the NFL. The NBA knows the racial politics of the game. They know that their place can always be very tenuous. So obviously, post-Jordan and post-Dream Team, their standing is a lot bigger. It's a lot, you know, they're much more secure than they used to be. But if you've been in this game a long time, you remember when people used to say the NBA was too black. And you remember when people used to say that, you know, that there was no point watching an NBA game because the players weren't trying very hard. They remember all that stuff. And they want to make sure that, look, post-Jordan, post-Bird, post-Magic, and now LeBron and Kobe and the rest of it, we've got a really good thing going. Let's not screw this up.